You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is a foreign investment strategy? How does it work? And how is it relevant to New Zealand?
The current government's made a couple of sort of recent significant changes in respect of foreign investment in New Zealand. They're trying to encourage and incentivise what they characterise as foreign direct investment from overseas, and they're really particularly interested in that respect, in attracting money from sovereign wealth funds. And the other major change that they've made of late is to the active investor category for residency. So that's a change to the immigration law, a modification of visa requirements.
Can you explain your concerns with New Zealand's foreign investment strategy and its impacts on local ownership?
Yeah, so the thing is that there's nothing inherently wrong with foreign direct investment. The key thing is, however, in a sense, what you're really looking for with respect to investment from overseas when it's taking command of local assets and local businesses is you're looking for something that's some positive contribution that we can point in the eventual absence of that investment. So foreign investors, well, one day they'll cash up and they'll leave, right? So what we're wanting from their investment is some sort of lasting residual impact that positively benefits New Zealand. And ideally what we're looking for in foreign direct investment is people, smart people overseas who can do things we can't, you know, who have technologies, intellectual properties, business experience, command of production techniques, product ideas, clever marketing strategies that can get us into foreign markets. Anything like that that we don't possess is a real positive boost to New Zealand's economy. But if we're just trying to attract money, right, if it's just money, there are other ways that we could acquire that doesn't involve a dilution of New Zealanders' control over our own assets.
Could you please just explain what a sovereign wealth fund is to the viewer?
Sure. Okay, so a sovereign wealth fund is basically a state-owned bucket of money. And it's usually generated, what Norway is a classic example. Their sovereign wealth fund is trillions of dollars worth of cash, which has been built up because of Norway's oil reserves. We have one here in New Zealand, which is basically, it's a big bucket of money, which is used to invest abroad. And most of that is sort of retirement funds, pension funds from New Zealand. So sovereign wealth funds, they're just money. Right? And sovereign wealth funds, we don't want foreign direct investment from sovereign wealth funds. We don't want sovereign wealth funds taking effective control or responsibility for management over New Zealand's assets because they don't necessarily have anything to contribute in terms of what they can do for New Zealand business. They're okay as passive investors, but that's not foreign direct investment, and that doesn't represent the kind of technological gains or know-how gains that we would want, ideally, from foreign direct investment. Sovereign wealth funds are a terrific source of capital for passive forms of investment. But because a sovereign wealth fund is just a big bucket of money, investment in control of our assets, our business, our infrastructural projects, doesn't make a huge amount of sense because sovereign wealth funds don't bring the expertise or the know-how that makes their money worth more to us than money that we might raise by other means.
Why do you believe that foreign investment does not necessarily lead to enhanced industrial know-how?
There are different kinds of foreign investment. So there's foreign investment which comes to us in the form of what we call portfolio investment. That's people who are just trying to spread the risk of their investment by taking sort of minority shareholdings or buying different kinds of assets to ensure that they're getting a lucrative return without actually having to take responsibility for the management of assets. But foreign direct investment is very much about the power to direct. That's about taking on the responsibility for the day-to-day running of the business assets you're investing in. So it's basically taking control of a business enterprise here. And you wouldn't do that if you didn't believe that you were best equipped to run that business. If you thought someone else could do it better, you'd let them do that, and you might take a small stakeholding in that enterprise to benefit from the ingenuity of that better manager.
How should the government balance attracting foreign investment while ensuring protection of local industries?
Well, it's really about being smart with respect to the way that we screen foreign direct investment. We don't want to turn investment away that enhances our capabilities. So if the money that's being invested is accompanied by ingenuity and expertise and access to intellectual properties, or comes with improved access to foreign markets, then it helps us. But if it's just money, there are other ways to get money. You know, the world's awash in money. As Nicola Willis said the other day, there's no shortage of capital in the world. If it's not coming here, it's because investment opportunities are not attractive here. People aren't going to come here unless we make it worth their while. And that's not really about the foreign direct investment policy or the foreign investment policy that we have here. It's much more about the sort of fundamentals of New Zealand's economy. It's who we are and what we do and what we can be capable of. And that doesn't change by holding the door a little bit wider open.
What would you recommend then as an alternative approach to foreign investment that might better benefit New Zealand's long-term economic growth?
It's not really about excluding foreign investment. It's about making sure that the foreign investors that we attract are bringing with them more than just ready cash, right? So, as I say, there's all kinds of ways to gain access to money if you've got a lucrative proposition. If coming to New Zealand is profitable, then people will come here to make money. If New Zealand, in other words, gets the fundamentals correct, if we provide, if we have an educated and an enterprising workforce here, if we've got people with good ideas to promote, and if we are attracting foreign investment and making it possible for companies abroad that have, if you like, something new to offer us in terms of what we can do with the assets we already have here, then we're attracting foreign direct investment of a really good sort. Passive investment in property, passive investment in government bonds, I mean, that's all very well, but if our problem is that we don't have any smart ways forward in terms of developing new lines of productivity, then, you know, money on its own doesn't change things.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.